Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yudinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? All right, a deadly sister here, Bachelor of Science, Wildlife Conservation Biology. Graduate is a prominent for the participation of First Nations people and women in STEM careers. And at the young age of just 28 years old, Tiani has already established herself as a prominent role model in next generation leader. So we're going to catch up a yarn there with Tiani Adamson on the line. Tiani, my sister, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
No worries. So my ancestry is Kurrig from Waban in Thursday Island in Zendith Cairns up in the Torres Strait, but yes. I didn't grow up that way.
Okay.
I grew up all over Australia, yeah.
Good, beautiful. And I will say you're going to go a long way in life. My sister's name Tiani, so how deadly are you?
How good.
Very good. Congratulations. So Bachelor of Science, Wildlife Conservation Biology. So that's First Nation people and women in STEM careers. So paint a picture. Tell us the journey first and what you're doing, how you got there, sister.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm really lucky. I got to grow up in lots of different parts of Australia, including Boogerman community in Palm Island, then down Nookanoo Way in Port Augusta, Nair country in Coffin Bay, and now I live in Tandanyanga, which is Adelaide on Kaurna country.
All right,
I've always had a really strong connection with the environment and loved looking after plants and animals.
Mm.
Super curious young kid, living off country and fishing and hunting and being able to grow up that way with family and with different types of community and always wondering how those systems work. So, yeah, cool. I guess like growing up in natural environments fostered that for me and grew quite a love for science and wanting to learn more about that and understand those systems more.
Well, your passion and desires and your education has got you in a position where this year you received a Dr. K. Price AM Award for demonstrating excellence in ambassadorship for STEM. So when you're doing something you love, you're passionate about it, doors open up, sister.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been really lucky, through my studies, being supported by programs such as Wiltiyalu, so Aboriginal Support Services, and being so excited in the area and being able to have the strength of community and good friends and family to back me up is definitely very helpful in this way.
Yeah, fantastic. And what about this space? Is there any other First Nation people on board or in the same studies as you?
Yeah, so there's lots of different First Nations scientists around, but we're not getting the platform that we need at the moment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
People don't generally know many female scientists, and they don't generally know many scientists who are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, so really important to be able to lift up those voices of people who are in this space doing this work. There's a lot of different people in astronomy and different fields and areas of engineering.
Yes.
And it's really great to have them as sort of a conduit between community and being able to translate 60,000-80,000 years of amazing knowledge into these other systems.
So not only in Bachelor of Science, I mean, we First Nations people, we are virtually professors in all the industries, aren't we? 60,000 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. So maybe CSIRO could create a platform as such, We need a space like a national body to support and guide and nurture all our wildlife conservation biology, all our scientists, all our black scientists. There should be a platform as such, a vehicle as such, yes?
Yeah, 100%. And CSIRO have done really good work in the past in being able to lift up our voices and bringing mob together, supporting programs like the Aboriginal Summer School for Excellence in Science and Technology and fostering young mob to get excited about science and being able to start that journey together.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, it's good to be yarning with you. It is National Science Week as of now, from the 12th to the 20th. So, look, fantastic and congratulations. And where are you based in? Where are you working in with the government or with an organisation? Or what are you doing there finance-wise?
So
you got a JOB?
Yeah, I'm down in Adelaide. I work for an industry, a company called CH4 Global.
Yes.
And basically what we do is look at climate change solutions for methane mitigation. So methane is a chemical compound that's really harmful to the environment, like CO2.
Yes.
It warms the atmosphere really quickly and it's super potent. So what we basically do is look into cow burps and farts, which emit a lot of methane, about 120 kilos per cow per year.
Yes.
And there's about 1.8 billion cattle in the world. So lots and lots of methane being expelled.
Yeah.
And we work in those systems to reduce methane. So at the moment, we're working on a solution where we can feed seaweed to these cows.
Good, good.
Put it in their feed with the rest of their ration, and it reduces their methane output by up to 90%. So it's pretty amazing.
CHA4 Global, Too Deadly, fantastic. And look, it just makes me think that I've been invited to attend next month Fiji as an MC for the First Nation, an international First Nation global climate conference. So, look, we need to look after this beautiful planet. They're looking for life on planet Mars. Look after this planet first, don't you think, Sister Tiani?
Yeah, 100%. We've got beautiful, long-standing connection here. We've got to look after what we're standing on right now.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job in that, in regard to your studies, your passions. And, look, keep doing what you're doing, my sister. All the best to you. Keep smiling, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, hey?
Thank you, Bella. Appreciate it.
Take care. Yawa. Beautiful yarn there. That's Tiani Adamson, a Torres Strait Island woman and a descendant from Coorong Nations of Thursday Island. Is passionate about wildlife conservation biology, she is. And she's graduated as a prominent for the participation for First Nation people and women in STEM careers. And at the age of just 28, Tiani has already established herself as a prominent role model, next generation leader. So fantastic. And working closely, received award there with CSIRO and the Dr. K Price AM Award for demonstrating excellence in ambassadorship for STEM. So look, fantastic. And looking after planet Earth, which we all need to do. We are all in this together. Like I said, and the young ones will say YOLO, you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. We've got one planet, look after it. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Don't you? Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Serve, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Don't give a damn if you don't like us.
50 on the wrist.
Money ain't a thing, we priceless.
When it comes to drip.
Girl, you know that we the nicest.
Kiss the pinky ring.
Address me as your royal highness.
Man, I'm sick of the way they talking. All the highways they shake talk about is the same road that I'm walking. Can't hang around this chit chat, cause it's only making me exhausted. I spit these bars, no Kit Kat, and I'm making me so cautious.
Now back to back and I'm lit. Lit. Celebrating, I sip. Wavy, wavy, no rip. Rip. Watch your step and don't slip.
Why?
Miller style that I drip.
Okay.
With a bad chick on my hip. All my brothers with me, no click. And they hold that thing with a grip. Now I'm feeling myself when I step in the scene and I'm taking it over like ISIS. Back in my bag, coming in like a record ball, swinging it like Miley Cyrus. I'm gonna be popping and spreading around the whole world like coronavirus. I is the nicest, so priceless. And I don't give a F if you really don't like
don't
this.
Give a damn if you don't like us.
I level up and elevate, I'm taking every chance. See, I'm making this change, I put on for my fam. I'm not into real estate, but I'm taking over this land. So stop sleeping on me, sleeping on me. These inner demons gon' fuck me up and it's creeping on me, creeping on me. Parasites are attached to me and they feeding off me. I got a gang of haters on keyboards and they speaking on me, yeah. They speaking on me, but still I'm back with a hit. Putting in work and I'm cracking the whip. I risk it all for myself and my vision. Now I'm on a mission, I'm back in this shit. You ain't stopping me stacking my chips. Came from the bottom, no cap in the bit. I seen it all ever since a little kid. Now I'm on the way to the top of the bit. Top of the bit.
Don't give a damn if you don't like us.
50 on the wrist.
Money ain't a thing, we priceless.
When it comes to drip.
Girl, you know that we the nicest.
Kiss the pinky ring.
Address me as your royal highness.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummer Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All ears here for your daily program, for your yarning. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Mitchell Byrne. He's from CDU and head of School of Charles Darwin University, Human Services and Director, Australian Centre for Resilience Implementation for Sustainable Communities. We're talking about Yolngu Mental Health Resource aims to break down the cultural differences. On the line, we have Professor Mitchell. Professor Mitch, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Trev?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Mental Health Resource aims to break down cultural differences. Now, the new Mental Health Resource launched at the Garma Festival just recently aims to enhance the capacity of mental health services providers, supporting Yolngu patients to achieve patient-centered approaches that include culturally sensitive and culturally informed practices. A bridge builder, you could say, Professor.
Look, absolutely, Trevor. I think the issue is that Ballinder workers, white workers, want to try and do a good job.
Yes.
With Yolngu people and with First Nations people, but they just don't know how to engage in a culturally appropriate way. And this particular app and website is designed to help them to understand and
yes.
be culturally appropriate when they're engaging with Yolngu and First Nations people about their health needs and their health concerns.
So it's a powerful tool for our non-Indigenous medical team It's like a cultural awareness, isn't it?
Well, very much is a cultural awareness. And look, I should say that there was an enormous amount of work that was done by the Yotu Yindi Foundation and the Yolngu colleagues that worked with me on this to make sure, because I'm not First Nations and I needed guidance.
Sure.
To be able to put this together, and it, I think it's got incredible cultural relevance and incredible cultural validity in terms of how do we as workers actually approach people in such a way that they feel engaged, they feel involved, and they feel a sense of control over their own health destinies.
Well, exactly, and look, nothing's better than black on black. But with our professionals, non-Indigenous, who have come to the table, come as a student as well, in regards to the cultural space. It's a good thing, Mitch.
Absolutely. And look, you're right. Black on black would be better, but we just know there's not a sufficient number of First Nations health providers. So we've got to do the best we can. And that makes us all of us health professionals who aren't Indigenous, it makes us students to learn, and it's a process of learning all the time. I mean, we don't reach cultural competency because that changes all the time. We have a cultural awareness, and we continue to try and learn and adapt our style to make it usable and appropriate for our First Nations brothers.
And you could say, Mitch, that this fantastic achievement, platform, whatever you want to call it, it could help also in the bigger space when we're talking about closing the gap.
Look, you're absolutely right, Trevor. And that's one of the things that I said at the launch, is that part of closing the gap is actually, you know, working together to make sure that the health concerns of people are met in ways in which people feel that they can engage and they can be involved and that they can influence what happens for them in their lives. And this particular program, look, it's right for the Yolngu, but we could do the same thing with other mob. And it, you know, it could be something that could be extended to any sort of health concern that affects First Nations communities and for which First Nations communities receive help.
Well, when you're talking about closing the gap, you've got a patient who's First Nation. The fact that you guys are trying at the professional level to cultural awareness, to get educated, to become a student, the patient may open up a lot more easier. And then you've got all the information on the table to guide and support and put the right mechanism in place.
Well, look, you're right. And, you know, what we talk about in Ballinder healthcare, is generally speaking, is called person-centred care. Mm. And what person-centred care means in a more generic way is that the patient is central to decisions about their healthcare, but also to providing information to the healthcare provider about what they need and the best way in which they can use their healthcare. Well, this is an extension of that to incorporate and include our First Nations peoples so that they too can be central to the healthcare that they're receiving.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. And so how many are on board in regard to this training, this new resource?
Well, the resource has been copyrighted to the Yotu Yindi Foundation. CDU doesn't hold it and own it. It belongs to community.
Okay, yep.
It will be distributed by Yotu Yindi and local archos to all the health workers who come in. And what we understand, Trevor, is quite often there's a rotating door of different health workers who come in, so they don't get the chance to develop the relationships and we know how important a relationship is.
Yes.
They don't get the chance to develop those relationships. So this at least helps people who come in new to understand the importance of relationships and at least begin on the right foot.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a fantastic tool, and thank you very much for sharing, Mitch. So great to hear, and make headways moving forward. Pardon the punts, and mental health resource aims to break down cultural differences, which is fantastic. Good yarning with you. Enjoy the Garma Festival.
Pleasure talking with you too, Trevor.
You take care. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn, with Professor Mitch Byrne, CDU, that's Charles Darwin University, Head of School, Human Services and Director, Australianised Australasian Centre for Resilience Implementation for Sustainable Communities. So that's the hat he wears, Professor Mitchell, and it's great to see a new mental health resource launched at Garma Festival aims to enhance the capacity of mental health service providers supporting younger patients to achieve patient-centred approaches that include culturally sensitive and culturally informed practices, which is great to see. And our professionals come to the table as students to learn the process. Cultural awareness is another tool that's being used, so fantastic. So have you saying Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bally Bun. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. When you're Dingy Country, that's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, Nationalist Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, North Queensland, Australia. That's BBM, Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation, the big island, Australia, and via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. For you people overseas, you can go on our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM, or you can text a brother, 0457140550. Or all our Murrays out there, smoke signal, yarn either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And speaking about deadly people, we're going to catch up a yarn now with a beautiful lady, Belinda Butler. her bodyguard, Bram Collins, my dearly friend, brother, and business partner, and Success with Attitude, motivational speaker, has been on this program many times. And also we've got a bodyguard from the distance, and that's over in the United States. We have Cornell Williams. Cornell, say hello to us all.
What's up?
Thank you. There it is. Hot chicken, brother. We'll yarn with you. Belinda, we'll start with you. Belinda Butler. Who's Belinda Butler? Tell us your story, my sister.
Thanks, Trev. Yeah, my name's Belinda Butler. I grew up on a cattle station outside Georgetown and to a fairly musical family. And I started singing on stage from about the age of 8, and I had songwriters in the family. My auntie was a songwriter. And so, yeah, I started songwriting from an early age and just, yeah, singing all over festivals all over North Queensland.
Yes.
And yeah, and then I've made a career out of music since that time, and I've lived in Brisbane and New Orleans, and
Okay, fantastic. They say if the music is the essence of life, then play on. And that's exactly what you're doing. Your connection with Cornell Williams, our brother over there in the US, African-American brother?
Yeah, Cornell's my husband, so I met him.
My husband?
Yes.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I'm on holiday having my post-COVID catch-up at the moment with the family here.
Lovely.
And he's about to come over too, so that'll be fun.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah. But I met him in New Orleans at the House of Blues, and then just briefly, and then I saw him at the airport again in New Orleans,
it's
and then I met him again in Australia about 4 years later. So yeah.
Well, my brother, no, I think you married up, bro.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, it looks like it was something that was really meant to be.
Yeah, sure, fantastic.
Because it took 4 years later after that, and then we.
Yeah. There you go.
Decided to go on and make something real of it.
Well, I think that you pursued, you chased, and she had to marry you. Otherwise, there'd be three in the relationship. You wouldn't go nowhere, brother. You wouldn't go nowhere. Fantastic. I'll bring Bram Collins into the frame of things, because the song we're going to play here, and your new song, Belinda Butler, is Savannah Way, where I'll bring Bram Collins into the conversation because he's the chairperson of Savannah Way. Explain Savannah Way and how it all came about and how this lovely lady is connected to Savannah Way, Bram.
Okay, Trendy Trev, how are you, bro? Good to be face-to-face again.
Exactly.
So, as you and your listeners know, my family developed Undara experience out there in the Gulf Savannah, and used to be a cattle property, Rosella Plains. And for 32 years, we built the resort and started running tours of the lava tubes. And so our business was, an important part of the sort of developing tourism industry out there.
Mm.
And I'm a Savannah guide, which I've been since our business opened, and many, many years ago, back in the 70s and the 1970s, 1980s, John Courtney, who was a legend and a great visionary, he came up with a concept for Savannah guides, and he identified that there would be this tourism corridor right across northern Australia, linking Cairns in the east on the Coral Sea to Broome in the west on the Indian Ocean. And all the way along this tourism corridor, there was a need for locals to tell the stories and explain the culture and the deadly places out there. And that's how Savannah Guides and Savannah Way became. And, you know, people have said to me, so what's more important, Savannah Guides or Savannah Way? And I always answer, well, it's like breathing in and breathing out, which is more important. You know, you can't have one without the other.
Right, suck it in.
And I was really fortunate through Undara. We developed the Outback Rock and Blues Festival, and that's how I met Belinda.
Yep.
And she was part of a band here playing locally in Cairns called the Sunbirds.
Sunbirds.
And she came out there and performed, and I think you'd been once or twice, and then she said, oh, do you mind if I bring this guy out and he can play bass? And I said, oh, yeah, who's this guy? And she said, oh, this is a nice fella from New Orleans. And
Cornell Williams.
Yeah, and little did I know, this is the coolest human on the planet, let me tell you.
And you know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people.
That's way up there.
Yeah,
brother,
so, if, you know, he is one of the coolest dudes ever and a beautiful musician. And I'm forever grateful for meeting these two because we've become very dear friends. And so they came and they were staying with my wife and I in Yungaburra, and I was super excited telling them all about the Savannah Way, which is Australia's version of Route 66, you know, 3,700 kilometres from one side to the other, and just the amazing history and the amazing places, and, of course, the oldest living culture on Earth.
Planet Earth, exactly.
And so we started just, I was telling them all of these things, and Belinda said, you know what we should do? We should write a song.
Yep. And the Savannah Way.
And that's how all of this started.
All started. Cornell, over to you, my brother. So you came to the Big Island. You came to Australia for this event with Bram Collins. Is that how it started? Was it your first time to Australia?
No, mate. It wasn't the first time.
Okay.
Fortunately, I had been coming to Australia for quite a while before that.
Okay.
But I'd like to first of all say thank you, my brother from another mother, talking about Brother Bram there. It really is a great honor to even know that cat, man. So, mm-hmm. I got nothing but mad love for him.
Yes.
So, moving on to the issue, though. Savannah Way thing just basically happened through Bram, just like he said. He was just talking about it, and Belinda, being the beautiful person that she is, she said that we should write a song about it, and then hey man, I mean we just went at it. I started thinking about it from a musical standpoint as well, and just started putting a bass line to it, and they were coming up with chords and whatnots, and then before you know it, hey man, up comes the birth of Savannah Way.
Savannah Way gave birth to it. Fantastic. So you guys performed together, Belinda?
Yeah.
And Cornell, so you're like a duo.
Yeah, we've got a duo that has started in New Orleans really in the last 8 months. We've really been digging in with that, and it's called Nell and Bell.
Nell and Bell.
Yeah, NellAndBell, if you want to check it out online.
Nell and Bell.
NellAndBell.com.
That's got a nice ring to it there. Yeah. Cornell. I like that, brother.
Yeah,
it's a rhythm thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Now, you're based where? You're based in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So this week, both of you in holiday. Yeah. Thank you. He's holding the fort at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, he's about to come over because I'm leaving, going overseas, and no one will be in charge here. So Cornell's coming over to babysit.
Hold the reins.
Make sure Australia doesn't.
Black man in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right.
I love it. That's fantastic. And that's how simple life is, isn't it, Cornell? We build relationships. We build friendships. And it just showed, I mean, Bram and I are business partners, black and white, and it shows that we can all get along in this beautiful world, can we not?
Ooh, yeah, man. I mean, that's the beauty of having wonderful, wonderful people with a lot of love in their heart puts everything together, you know?
Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. And speaking of First Nations, any connection to First Nations in America? Do you have any connections there? And how are our brothers and sisters traveling in that space? We're still fighting for our existence and what have you, and acknowledgement, but we live in a beautiful country, but we need to get it together. How's it over there?
Well, you know, I mean, look, man, it's all about just moving toward each other as one, you know what I mean? I mean, it's definitely coming into view, per se, you know? I mean, it's all about just getting together and putting everything together as one,
Exactly.
We actually did Cornell's DNA just not long ago, because he always thought there was some Choctaw, but it turned out instead he's got, he does have a bit of First Nation,
slow your roll.
He does have a bit of First Nation.
Bring it on. But, all cards on the table, brother.
But from that Central America, okay. First Nation. So he's, it's that Honduras, Nicaragua sort of area.
That's South America.
Yeah, gotcha.
Can I just say, and you know, following along from what we've said, I'm a big believer that if we're going to move forward as not only a country, Australia, but a world, it comes down to three very simple things. It comes down to communication, it comes down to understanding, and it comes down to respect.
Respect.
If we don't communicate effectively, we will never understand other people and their points of view. And the only way to truly understand someone is through effective communication. And without understanding, we'll never develop respect. So you can't jump the queue. It's those three things. Mm. And as long as we keep talking about our differences, because there's only one race, it's the human race.
That's right. Mm.
And
thank you.
And it doesn't matter what color you are on the outside, if you turn us all inside out, we look identical. We're all brothers from different mothers and, you know, sisters from different misters. What we need to do is we need to communicate, understand each other, and develop a path forward from there. That's what
pick
I
that
think.
Up, pick that up. And also, I would say that a good vehicle is music. And you guys are doing that. Look, you guys are married. There it is, black and white. I mean, that's building bridges left, right and centre.
Right, that's
so
it.
So fantastic.
That's
you know?
It.
And I'm the love child on the side.
You're the love child on the side. You're the adopted one.
I'm the little love child on the side. And
well, they got two because me and you joined at the hips.
Yeah, that's right. And let me just say that this writing of the Savannah Way was such a fun process that I just can't wait to write more songs with these guys.
So you had input as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
What did you think I was doing, making the tea?
My apologies.
You know, Trevor.
I went straight into the entertainers.
Thank you.
I had my blinkers on. My apologies.
I'm an edutainer.
You're looking well, Brim. You've been working out?
You bet I have.
That's right. He's very sensitive, Cornell. He's very sensitive, brother. We'll talk later, cuss.
You know, Trevor, Bram had input before he even knew he was having input. Yes. And I'll tell you why, because we had gone up to visit.
He saw royalty. That's what he saw.
No, he didn't.
We had gone up to visit Bram and Cassie, and we were going for this lovely drive. And, and you know, I'm really passionate about that area of the world too, because you know I'm several generations there as Bram is.
Yes.
And so we sort of always had this real kinship sort of feeling. As soon as I met Bram, it was like, oh, this feels like my brother. Yeah, it's so
it was
nice.
Like family.
It was straight away. And I could hear the passion in his voice. He was driving around and he was talking all about the Savannah Way and all the, you know, the hopes and aspirations for you know, going forward. And just some of the phrases he was using in his passionate conversation, I started making notes in my phone. So before he even knew it, I mean, it was starting to, you know, form. And so so when we went back to the house, I already had some notes and things and I, you know, jotted them all down. And then we...
Cornell saw what was going on too?
Yeah. And Cornell and I were sitting in the back there. And when we got home, I said, look, we should write a song. And we pulled out the guitars and already had these phrases to sort of place in the song in different places.
But it tells the story.
It was great.
It tells the story, doesn't it? The Savannah Way. And you guys have picked it up and having an open mind and being entertainers. There's the platform. And there's the vehicle. Let's add to it.
Yeah, it's the story of a journey through the outback from one end of the savannah to the to the next, from beginning in Cairns and all the beauty. And it really, you know, describes the beauty of this amazing part of the world we live in.
Route 66 in Australia, as Bram explained.
It's a celebration of the Savannah Way. It's a real celebration, and it's really highlighting so many beautiful aspects of it. Mm. And
And Bram, I'm just saying, the Savannah Way also has tourism operators along that journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we've got First Nation people who are delivering their stories on 100%. Their country. And so there's the bridge builder and all aspects. Well,
it's happening. And let me just say, in extension to what Belinda was saying, the song starts off as we're going to take a trip. We're going to take a road trip.
Yes.
And it's outside our comfort zone. So, you know, there's a bit of fear. There's a bit of trepidation at the start.
Don't know what's right in the corner.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen, and you're going remote, so you're not going to have mobile signal, and it's, you know. But as you get out there, the Savannah Way turns from being a drive to a Savannah way of living.
Okay.
And a way of thinking. So it's more than that. It actually goes from the logical part in your head and takes this great 18-inch tumble, and it becomes part of your emotions.
Yes, beautiful. Nice and, explained, yes.
And we see it all the time. People will start off and they'll be living a life of quiet desperation in a big city somewhere, and they'll go out and they'll fall in love with the outback, and then they say, you know what? Let's move our family here. Yeah. We could be the local mechanic, or we could be the local auto electrician or whatever, and people move to these areas, and that's what makes these areas grow and survive.
Let's go to Cornell, African American brother. How are you in the outback? How are you out outdoors? How are you camping? Are you good with snakes? Tell me your story, brother.
It's a bit of an adventure, mate.
Bring it on. That's right. Exactly.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's just a piggyback a little off of what Brahma was actually explaining just then. You know, I mean, it's a bit mysterious, but then it turns into this big, great adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, I've only had a taste of it as far as the camping and going and seeing a bit of the outback, the outback situation, which I went with Belinda, and her mother's mate, which is John, and man, I tell you, they brought me to this very remote area, which just blew my mind.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, we was driving through all this situation, and then we landed on a beach that we was the only one on the beach.
There you go, brother. There you go, wilderness. In
that was insane to me, man. I mean, I had never really experienced anything like that before in my life. So, you know, I mean, that's from what I was understanding when the song was being formed.
Yes,
it's just a bit of an adventure, and it just made me thought of my experience when I got a chance to just experience the taste of the outback itself.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it just blew my mind, you know.
Fantastic, meant to be. So about to play the song, Savannah Way. We got it in our system, and we'll be jamming it. Hey, talk to me, brother.
Excuse me. I'd like to also make a mention, because we actually recorded the song here in New Orleans.
Okay.
And we actually used Charles James on keys. We used Duran Big D Perkins on guitar.
Yes.
And we used Doug Belote on drums. And then Belinda used the Thunbirds on our backing vocals.
Good. Well, big shout out to all those people. It's a team effort.
Yeah, so it's actually, if you're looking for it, you know, it's Savannah Way. It's Belinda Butler featuring Sunbird Trio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. My brother Cornell, lovely yarning with you. We're about to play the song.
Hey, Trev, I just want to add one other thing too. Talking about family and connection. My Belinda and Cornell have been so beautiful to my mum, because she as soon as she met Belinda and Cornell, she absolutely adopted them, as you know, because she adopted you many years ago. And
Cornell are brothers.
And so Cornell and Belinda were saying to mum, You would love the New Orleans Jazz Festival. So you know what Mum's like. She just dropped everything, booked a flight, went to New Orleans, like moved that. In with Cornell and Belinda. And
the flight was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She came down 6 a.m.
Yep, she would have. If she was smoking, she would have smoked a whole pack of cigarettes waiting for the flight to go. But she was there, and they were so beautiful to her. They looked after her, cool. Took her all around New Orleans, and she came back, and it had taken 5 years or added 5 years to her life, because she was so excited. And she doesn't call it New Orleans anymore. She calls it Norlands.
Norland, thank
because
you.
That's what the locals
do
say.
Not correct the elders.
Yeah, yeah. It's Norlands.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And she's like a local now.
Yeah, she is full on a local, and she can't wait for her next visit over there for the next festival. And she's 82.
There you go. Are you living or are you just waiting to die?
That's right.
Beautiful.
You heard it here first.
Well, actually, she. And a lot of our views over here from New Orleans, she has become like you all have a queen over there. Well, she's become the queen of New Orleans.
Well, thank you. There you go. We don't have a queen here, but I'm understanding what you're saying, my brother. She put the crown on over there.
Yeah, she just adores these two, and they're her adopted New Orleans babies.
Well, look, we should have courage, faith, and lunch sometime to get to Cornell. Your shout, Cuss.
Oh, man, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Good yarning with you. Nice meeting you over the phone, but we'll meet face to face. We're about to play the song. Belinda Butler, thank you very much, my sister.
Thanks for having
BC
me,
BC Bram Collins, you deadly
thanks.
Cuss.
Thanks, Trev.
And we'll yarn soon, but to you deadly listeners out there, here's Savannah Way. And if you're ever travelling north, you've got the whole of the North Queensland right across to Northern Territory, Western Australia. And that is the Route 66 Australian version.
Yeah, yeah.
Should check it out, Mom.
You got it.
Picture that.
Cornell, you take care, brother. You go to sleep. You're at 4 o'clock in the morning. Arise. Get your hair done.
Yes,
stay strong, brother. And we'll yarn soon, cuss.
That sounds great, man. Y'all be blessed over there, Brent.
One love.
I will see one y'all love. Soon.
Peace, brother.
Peace, brother.
Hey.
See you, husband.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye, darling.
Love you.
There is beautiful Yande with Cornell Williams, who co-wrote the song Savannah Way with Belinda Butler, and Bram Collins had some input as well. Songwriter, there you go, Cuss.
Another ringer,
pilot, motivational speaker, and now songwriter.
Yeah. So I've just mixed with beautiful
and lawnmower
people.
When you get home.
Yeah.
Lawnmower ready for you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm mixed with beautiful people, Trev.
Too deadly. Will Yarnson, Belinda, good to see you, sister.
Sounds great.
One
thanks
love.
So much, Trev.
Bram, we'll talk soon, brother.
See you, mate.
All right, too deadly. So beautiful yarn there to those deadly guys, Belinda Butler and her husband, Cornell Williams, over there in New Orleans, and Bram Collins. But here's Savannah Way. Have a listen. Do enjoy. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Here on your beautiful program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.